Prepare to be captivated by the business story of the week, hosted by me, Shaheen Shan. Join us on a journey through the twists and turns of entrepreneurial triumphs and setbacks. Immerse yourself in the narrative and witness the magic that turns dreams into reality. This is Business Story of the Week.
And welcome back, folks. Welcome back to Business Story of the Week. I am your co-host, Joshua, and every day, every show, and every episode, we unravel stories of success, perseverance, struggles, and redefining yourselves, really, in order to take you on further onto your next journey, not just in business, but life in general, right? Today, we have Melita Campbell. She is known as the Value Whisperer, with how she helps business owners understand and believe their true value. She is a renowned business coach and thought leader specializing in helping women entrepreneurs, not just women entrepreneurs, of course, understand and leverage their true value to attract their dream clients with ease. That's a key word right there. Value whispering is her approach to marketing and sales, but it begins with confidence and a mindset, because you have to 100% believe in your ability to make a lasting difference. And today she will give us that 100% confidence to believe in ourselves. And Melita, I am very excited to have you on here. You look lovely. How are you doing?
Thanks, Joshua. It's great to be here.
Fantastic. Melita, I uncovered, or I came across your show in one of the episodes, on your episodes on the Value Whisperer podcast, the Art of Value Whispering podcast. But before we really get into it, I always like to start it this way. I always like to go back to where it all began. Melita, was there anything, any pivotal moments in your life, you know, when you were younger, perhaps during your childhood and throughout your life, were there any moments where you decided that this is the path I'm going to take? I'm going to do business coaching. I am going to do business consulting. And what were the moments that emphasized the importance of believing and communicating your true value?
Ooh, big question.
we get right into this, Melita.
So I think in the background, I always thought it'd be really fun to run my own business, but I don't think I ever believed that was a path for me. I was probably an intrapreneur. I loved my corporate roles that I've worked in, and I always developed my own departments and created my own path that didn't exist within those companies. So I think that entrepreneurial thinking was already there, but going out and making something work for myself was, yeah, I was like, well, what would I even do? However, then I had kids, and here in Switzerland, it was really next to impossible to get childcare. And I could get childcare, and they were like, yeah, no problem. We'll fit you in. You can have 2 days a week, and we'll fit you in 18 months' time. I was like, but I need to go back to the office like next month. It wasn't really an option to go back to the office. So I was looking at what I could do. And one thing that I had done before in my corporate career, I had built an amazing network. So I reached out to some people, had lunch, and the first person I had lunch with was, she was part of the communication team at one of the largest companies in the UK, and I was like, in the world, rather. And I was like, you know, maybe I could just write a newsletter for people in nap times. That would be easy. I've run nearly 20 years, I've worked in marketing and communication, so I could do that standing on my head, effectively. And so that's what I decided to do. When she knew someone looking for someone to write a newsletter, so I was like, perfect. Okay. It's the sign that I needed. So I started doing that, and the person that I worked with loved the newsletter I wrote, but they could very quickly see from the questions that I asked, the way I approached it, that I could do a lot more. So they sent an email to everyone in their network saying, hey, I've just discovered this person, this is what she does, if you're looking for any help, get into contact with her. And for the next 8 years, I had just a consistent flow of clients coming through the door. So that was brilliant. I didn't need to do any marketing. I just had to say yes to anyone who came. But that's the problem, you know, and that's why I really am passionate about helping people work with their dream clients, because although I had a lot of clients, they were a lot of them very interesting. They weren't my dream clients. I was getting paid a lot of money, but I wasn't doing work that I really believed in. I wasn't doing work that was helping me grow, that I loved. And so I, after 8 years, I was really starting to burn out. So it was a big sort of catastrophe in the end. It was great for a time, but ultimately it taught me that I needed to do something differently. And in that process, I'd also worked with some smaller businesses, and I discovered very quickly that I struggled to work with them because they didn't have that clarity of what exactly it was that they were offering. They didn't know their value. They didn't know their dream clients. They didn't have, they were just like, well, I really like that website. Just make me one that sounds like that. It's like, well, one, that's not you. And two, that's not the way to stand out in the marketplace, is copy what everyone else is doing. You're never going to be better than the website you've just copied. So, a lot of them just weren't getting it. And when I was networking, I started to see people really struggled to communicate what it was that they really offered and the value of that. So people were missing that value, and that's what people buy. And so they were doing amazing work, but potentially they could be doing amazing work, but they weren't getting enough clients in to make their business sustainable. But they weren't really aware of where that problem was coming from. When I was writing my book, I read lots of books and watched masterclasses on writing. And there was one masterclass I watched with Neil Gaiman. And one thing he said really stood out for me. And he said, when he's writing a book and he gets to a point where the fictional character gets stuck, they can't go forward in the story. That's not the point where he can solve that problem. He has to go back a few chapters, find the root of that problem, and rewrite things from there. And I think that's the problem with most business owners. They don't know where that root of the problem's coming from. So they jump in with their marketing too soon. So they're like, oh, I'm not getting clients to my website and people aren't buying. I'll invest in SEO. And if you haven't got your value communicated well, no amount of SEO is going to help you. Or they look at buyer psychology, which can be really helpful later on. But if you're using that before you've really nailed your value, you can come off as coming across as manipulative and fake. So it's so important to get that value right first. Then all of these advanced strategies work beautifully. So I see a lot of people getting stuck, wasting a lot of time and money on all the wrong things when all they need to do, it's a process, but is defining this two value to start with. And then everything else starts to click and work and have more impact. So when I was looking at what do I do next, that's the path I decided to take. I've been doing that now for 7 years, I think, and it's been black and white from how I felt in my first business. So I'm really loving it. Yeah.
And of course, because if anything, that goes back to the beginning, right? Finding your true value is going back into yourself and going back to where it all started and where it all should begin. Where it should all have started in the first place. So you went from your corporate job, you had kids, you wrote a newsletter, and you got all these clients coming in. And if that flow isn't kind of like a common flow when it comes to entrepreneurs and business owners, but what they're missing and what you experience as well is you just took on all these clients because why not? Right? Say yes to opportunities. Of course, why not? Why not say that? And because it's a blessing at the end of the day. But again, it's part of the entrepreneur journey where there's an ebb and a flow into things. And then you start realizing that, I don't like this client so much. They're not really a match. We're not quite seeing eye to eye. And there comes to a point where there's going to be a give and take where am I going to sacrifice so much of my well-being, so much of my mind power trying to cater to this client, but only getting so much in return, right? And I think that is a great way to start framing it, because then that's when you start beginning to, I remember that you said in one of your episodes, I'm trying to remember which episode though, but you said attracting clients without burning out. You were very specific about that. And that leads us to our dream clients, right? And we talked a little bit about that into your rebranding from dream client into value whispering, because now we're getting into the core of it. We're getting to the grit of it, right? Talk to me a little bit about that, Melita. Well, first of all, I know that you used to have a podcast. It's called Female Driven Podcast. Am I correct?
Yeah, The Driven Female Entrepreneur. And yeah, I started that because, well, there's so many reasons, but the two main ones were I saw a lot of other women who start a business, and I don't, it'd be interesting to see if you've noticed this, but I noticed that the men in my network who had a business planned to start a business, the women in my network who started a business were thrown into it. They'd never planned, they never saw themselves as a business owner. And so they are starting from minus zero because they didn't have the network. They were like myself. They were, maybe they had to look after elderly parents or children, or something happened that required them to focus elsewhere. So the corporate environment didn't work for them anymore. Mm-hmm. But it also meant they were isolated. So I'm looking after my kids. The school hours here in Switzerland are nuts. So I can't travel very far within school hours because they come home for 2 hours at lunchtime. So it's like, well, how can I do this? And I live abroad. So the local language is French or German. I speak French okay, German not at all. But so I have to work in English. So the local networks didn't really work for me either. So the podcast helped me to, for these other women who were also feeling the same, that isolation, that absence of having a ready-made network or experience to plug into and other stories to learn from, it helped me fill that gap. So the idea was I'd be a mentor in the pocket of every female entrepreneur anywhere in the world. So that was fantastic. It was an amazing learning for me, and so interesting to see just how common the lessons people learned were, the main lessons, what works, and like knowing your purpose and trusting your instincts and all of these things that we only learn with time, but hopefully that's going to give more people permission to lean into that gut sense of this is working, this isn't, but you can't explain why. It doesn't matter. If you feel it, go with that, you know? So it was giving more women the wisdom and the courage to build their business their way. So that was the reason I started it. But after, I think we got to 190 episodes of interviews, it was getting a little bit samey. And I wasn't finding the breadth of experience. There wasn't that much new that was coming out. Every interview was really interesting. And I loved them all the same. But I was like, I need to take it to the next level. At that same point, I discovered that the work I was doing around True Value, I'd already always called it like business coaching and like marketing mentoring and communication expertise and all of this, but none of it quite described it. And then one mentor said, but you're the value whisperer. You can help people define their value and start to believe in that. You whisper it to them till they believe it themselves, and then they go off. And I was like, oh, I love that description. I spoke to some clients and they were like, well, yeah, did you not know that's what you do? So that was really cool. But then reflecting further, I realized it's not just that I'm the value whisperer. It's I teach people value whispering, because once you understand that true value and you weave that through everything you do, you don't necessarily need to go out and shout about what you do. Your ideal clients already feel it because it's woven through your messaging, your marketing, your approach, your TNTs, those tiny noticeable things that you do that are different. And so it becomes much easier then to create this ecosystem around what you do, because you build everything from this value sweet spot. And so I rebranded everything around that, because people were like, yes, I love that concept. Tell me more. And so, on one hand, it's just good marketing. But I think what good marketing means in practice isn't necessarily evident. You know, it's something I've studied and worked in 30 years. And it's only through seeing the patterns over that time of what works that I've seen that actually it's just this basic thing. Get that right. Everything else starts to feel much more natural. It makes sense. And you don't feel pulled in a million different directions. You just do this thing and it becomes more clear. So that's where the confidence comes from as well.
All right. Wow. Fantastic. I mean, you explained the transition so much better, and, you know, the way we go deeper and deeper into your value whispering, you know, you came from the, your old branding podcast where, you teach women who are in the same situation, who were thrust into being an entrepreneur, thrust being into a business owner, and only started to scramble finding who they are and finding their true value, which is where we are at now. It's so important, right? It's like you said, you can only communicate your message, what your service is, and you can only confidently say that if you know what that true value is. So I think it's time that we really got deep into this, Milita, because first of all, now that you are the true value whisperer and you're helping all these entrepreneurs overcome self-doubt, the very common imposter syndrome, you know, what do you do to help them fully embrace and showcase their value? And what is that one factor, that one thing that, you know, business owners, me, audience and listeners, what can we showcase and show to potential clients and make sure that they can understand what our true value is?
Yeah, great question. So I think, well, for me, I believe that finding your true value, the reason I call it true value and not value is because there's a little bit more to it. So there's two sides. There's everything to do with you and everything to do with your dream clients. So we want to understand your values. That's a key part of it, but also your passions, your why, your experience, your learned wisdom, why you do things the way you do it. So the reason I approach marketing the way that I do is because that's what I've learned works. But everyone has a different approach from what they've learned works in different situations and works for different types of people. Also, being an introvert, and after writing my book, A Shy Girl's Guide to Networking, a lot of my audience are introverted as well. So there are a lot of techniques and amazing marketing strategies that just don't feel right for us. So having this quieter approach that comes from the heart and from within works brilliantly for introverts. It works for extroverts too, but it's one of those strategies that we can all embrace in our own way. So I really love that. So it takes a lot of thinking and then reflection and then some more thinking. So to really understand, well, what is it that you're all about? And then boil that down to your effectively your personal brand. If you were to show up in a certain way and have people remember you the way that you really want and to have that impact that you feel proud of, what does that look like? But it takes that deep thinking to come to that conclusion. Then you look at your dream client. So who are they? And not just, you know, they are, you know, men between the age of 34 and 50 that like to go to gym. We're going a lot deeper than that. We're going, what makes them tick? Why are they stuck? Why do they stay stuck? What is it, that conversation that's going on in their mind? What does a day look like for them? And how do you impact that day, not just with your services, but with how, what are the other ways you can really help them? And often your marketing goes to the gaps. It doesn't, of it's course. Not necessarily all about the product that you're taking them to. It can be more about how your values impact the way they see themselves and their ability to make their dreams happen. So it's a really interesting process, because what comes out of that is often really quite surprising. But then you want to take those two and do a bit of a tango between the two, because you want to see where does what everything about you and the way you want to show up and deliver services and what you believe, where does that overlap with the needs of your client? So this is the part that's quite difficult, because you will start somewhere, then you'll start to work with some clients in that respect, and then you'll learn more about that in the process. And you may discover, oh, like myself, it was all about marketing. Then it was all, no, it's about the dream clients. And then it was like, no, it's even deeper than that. It's the value whispering. So you, it's an evolution. And I think this is why a lot of people struggle with their purpose, because it's not something that we just come up with easily. It's something that we find over time and we refine it. So it's that kind of process. But where those two things overlap, I call that your value sweet spot.
Wow.
And when you develop your messaging, your offers, your marketing, your sales, your processes, your operations, everything from that sweet spot, it's like that this amazing filter, and it makes it much more clearer what exactly is the right thing for you to do. What's the right marketing method for you? What's the right method? What's the right platform, social media platform for you to be on? All of these kind of things start to become much more obvious. So it takes a bit of time, some deep thinking, and that's why it helps to work with a coach or to have a partner or a friend that you do this with, because it's so hard to do it on your own. And often we miss our strengths and weaknesses. So I think particularly I work with people who are over 30, usually kind of late 30s, 40s, 50s, and they miss so much of the value that they've learned over time, because it does, they can't see the obvious link between the work they did before and the work they're going to go and do now. And sometimes it's not a direct link, but the sense and the values behind things, there's definitely a link there. So we miss too much, many things if we don't have someone else to say, hold on a minute, that was really cool. Doesn't that mean that you'll be amazing at this? And having that challenge and someone else to kind of help you with that deep thinking builds that confidence as well, I think.
Wow. And that's so important too, because first of all, I like how you married, you kept refining, like you said, you know, it's something that you refine over time, and you married both of them. You found that sweet spot, but also I'd like to highlight that somehow you flipped it, right? Because first of all, your blueprint was used to be called your dream client blueprint, how to find your dream client. But now you flipped it, right? This is now your value whispering blueprint, because it has to start with you. It has to start what your values are. It has to start with that sweet spot. You don't find just the clients. You know, it's so much so that we start with the clients that we think will match, the clients that we think we want to bring to us, but we don't really focus on ourselves too much, right? And that's where I think the burnout really happens. And you truly have refined that kind of marriage of both of that. And now here we are, you know, the shy girl herself, the introvert herself, giving us all the guidance, helping us find that true value. And Melita, you've been at this for so long. You've been at this 16 years, am I correct, as a business coach, as a business mentor, and a thought leader. Was there any particular changes or trends, apart, of course, from the, you know, seeing that we need to shift into the true value, into who we are as in order to really succeed? Was there anything in your 16 years where you said that a pivotal moment, actually, one particular moment, if you remember, a story, because I love stories. We all love stories, right? If you remember one particular story where you said, oh, this is where true value would have helped, and this is what I'm going to start talking about. This is what I'm going to start teaching.
Oh, so many stories. So I think the first part was in my first business where I wasn't living into my value at all. I was doing work that I was very good at, got paid extremely well for, and I thought, oh, that's a business. But it wasn't. Right. It was missing that soul for me. And so that led to burnout. So that was really the first point, was to understand it has to be linked to your passion. It has to be linked to something you really believe in. It has to be linked to what motivates you. So for me, I love learning, and I was just doing the same old thing the whole time, and there wasn't any learning. There wasn't any challenge in that. Right. So that was the first thing. Then the Value Whispering, I should say, the Dream Clients Blueprint, and which has now become rebranded as a Value Whispering Blueprint, hasn't changed. Yes. The process is the same. It's just the way I explain it now. Oh, it clicks more with people, and it clicks more with me as well. So it's like, oh, right now this stands out as this is what the process was all along. But you mentioned something actually when we were talking about that you give up a lot of yourself, you sacrifice these things. And yes, I'd like to just add a little note in there that we think sacrifice is about giving up something and going through a time of difficulty, perhaps, or something that doesn't feel so comfortable. And mm-hmm. I think particularly in my world, I'm surrounded by women who have running a business around children. We're very used to sacrifice. We almost sacrifice too much. But sacrifice has to be for something better. So I think this is something to keep in mind. Yeah, I'm going to sacrifice my weekend, but is it going to lead to something better than I have today? Yes. Or am I just feeling duty bound that I have to put this time and energy in? And just to check that it is taking you to that next level, it is giving you more reward, it is setting you up for success later. Because I see a lot of people thinking entrepreneurship should be all about sacrifice, but there's no better after it. In fact, often it's something worse. So I think it's worth having that sort of check. Am I doing things for the right reason? Am I investing, like sacrificing some money for the reward that I really need? Or is this imposter syndrome coming in? Or, you know, there's that simple question can really keep us focused a lot more. The burnout also taught me how to manage my time, and that success isn't just about having the perfect business plan or the perfect marketing plan. You know, I could give anyone a perfect marketing plan for their business and say, hey, this is what you should do. This is your perfect offer. Here's everything. Ta-da. And it won't work because they have to believe in it. It has to come from them. And that belief needs to be linked to their mindset, their image of themselves, that belief that this is something that they can make happen, that confidence that they have the skills to deliver the promise that they want. So I think maybe one of the biggest lessons is mindset is everything. And so while I teach marketing, business strategy, sales, all of that, it has to be backed by the mindset and the ability to manage your time, because marketing can very quickly take over your life. I think anyone who's been in business for even 5 minutes knows that very well. So we have to keep control of that and find the processes that work for us, rather than just keep running and running and running, because that you can keep things so much simpler than you might think. And my kind of motto for this year, I quite like mottos to guide me, is less but better. So what am I doing? And that has led to a lot of the changes that I've made, like the Dream Clients Club, the free community. It's about doing less but better. And that's enabled me to bring more value to people, but in a kind of what for me is a stripped back way, because I was doing everything all over the place. But actually for them, it's a much clearer journey, much more impact. So yeah, I think it all has to come together. And I think this is why having some kind of guide or an accountability buddy or someone else that's working alongside you makes all of this so much easier.
Wow. And you brought it home. You brought it into a home run, Melita, because all that is just a marriage of all your experience for this past 16 years. And like you said, I love how you said about sacrificing. Is it for is it going to gain you that much? Because that's such a common story when it comes to entrepreneurships, right? Like to common business owners are like, I'm going to work hard. I'm going to put all my 110% and I'm going to have the weekend so I can get ahead of everybody. But how much are you really gaining out of that? Because we've romanticized, you know, this kind of go, 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 hard work, put all your efforts in, but at the price of what? Right, at the price of your well-being, at the price of your family time and yourself for your family. That's why burnout is so real. That's why burnout is so common. But I love your motto, Melita, and I think we need to share that to the world. We need to share that to our audience. Less, but better.
Yeah. I have to admit, that's not, I didn't invent that phrase. It came from a book. I think it's the guy's, Greg McEwen, I think the author's name is. It's called Essentialism, and it's an awesome book because it's all about just really stripping back to what do you do well, where do you have the most impact, and focusing on that. And I think we're all, well, a lot of us anyway, maybe it's just me with my ADHD brain, but we're brilliant at overthinking, overworking, overdeveloping.
Yes,
but
yes.
You know, having that discipline to strip things back, how could this be simpler, how can this be like easier to manage? Because if it's hard for you, it's going to be hard for your clients as well, and hard for your team to manage. So always kind of refining, and I keep bolting on extra things into my business. Oh, this is going to make a real difference, and it never does. It's my the blueprint, my core program, my community, and that's it, my podcast, my books, you know. But they all focus on the same thing. So it's starting to become much more streamlined, so much easier. And I can start to see that that impact is really increasing exponentially as well. So the more we simplify, and we see there's so many experts as well, like Mel Robbins, you know, like it's the 5-second rule. That's it. You know, stripping it back to, well, this is the one thing that's going to have the biggest impact. If I focus on that, then I'm going to attract more of the people, and that impact is going to grow. So the impact comes from doing much less, not doing much more.
And how can it be much any more simpler than going back to your true self, to who you are, to your true value? The most simple step that we can all take, not just in business, but life in general. Because if you know that, then you can communicate your true value properly. You can communicate what it is that you're putting out there in the world, your mission, your business, your entrepreneurship. But you have to know that true value first. And speaking of books, Melissa, you know, you have your A Shy Girl's Guide to Networking book came out 3 years ago, but the audiobook came out just last Friday. And of course, we all need ourselves a guide. So we invite, of course, our audience and listeners to consider, you know, finding that true self and a true value in you. And of course, look no further than the true value whisperer herself, Melita. And I would like to also invite our audience and guests here. You also have the Dream Clients Club, where you have a weekly masterclass every Wednesday, and you teach them, you know, all of this that we've discussed in a lot more and a lot more deeper. Melita, I want to give you this opportunity. First of all, where can we find you? Where can we connect with you? But most of all, what is the future? What are the future aspirations of Melita? And what can we expect next from the true value whisperer herself?
Ooh, great question. So, you know, when I pivoted into business coaching, I was thinking, oh, I have to come up with a fancy name. And I was brainstorming, what am I going to call it? And then I was at a dinner party after about 3 months of trying to like rack my brains. What am I going to call my business? And someone said, oh, how can I find you? And it's like, oh, just Google Melita Campbell. I'm the only one. And then I thought,
right.
You know, so I know my name, my business name sounds very lazy, but actually there was a lot of thought went into coming up with my own name. So melitacampbell.com is where you'll find me. That's Melita with two T's. Or if you Google me, you'll find me easily. I think there's a guy with the same name, but he doesn't come up so much as me. So yeah, that's the start point. And I would welcome anyone to come and join the Dream Clients Club. If you go to melitacampbell.com/club, you'll get there. It's on school. So if you're on the school community, you can find us there too. And as I said, I'm really passionate about making sure that people have the support they need to keep things simple, to understand marketing, because we get very easily overwhelmed and in a right pickle knowing how do I get clients. And there are a lot of strategies out there, lots of advice, but which one is right for you, which one works, and what do you do first, and how do you plug that into this other thing you're doing and make it all connect. So those weekly masterclasses help you to understand how to keep it simple, how to make it work. And it's a nice introduction to my work and how that relationship feels. So it's really the entry point into the dream, the Value Whispering Blueprint as well. But the community is completely free. There's training, there's challenges, there's the community, there's I'm in there every day giving people feedback and advice. So it's what a lot of coaches charge hundreds for, but you get it completely free because I really want to help people get started correctly. And so that they can have that impact, because then I think the world's going to be a much better place if everyone's living their value, having that impact, feeling proud of what they're doing. I think that's going to be a cool place to live. And yes, and the audiobook, you'll find that on Amazon or Waterstones or wherever you like to get your books. And yes, now it's on Audible too, because I love audiobooks. So that's I'm really proud that that's out there now.
I love audiobooks myself, and Melita, and I would just like to say that the passion shines through, you know, that mission of yours of wanting people to get started, wanting people to start the right way, and finding that true value is also something that resonates with me. It's something that I subscribe to, and something that I know that our audiences and listeners as well will take value from, you know. And I'm just really glad you came onto the show, Melita, and again, ladies and gentlemen, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you were asked about what's next.
And
I'm going to share, or I'm going to ask you and your listeners a favor, because I am starting to write the book. The Art of Value Whispering, the book, is going to come out. And I'm saying it live here so you can all keep me accountable. So if you come and join the club, do make sure you say, how's your book going?
All
right. So I actually get going with that, because I've been procrastinating over it for a very long time, but I am now committed to making that work. So now I've said it publicly. I always say, say your goals publicly, then you have to do it. So now I have to do it.
Now it's out in the world, and now we need to join that club, and we need to keep, well, we're going to keep you accountable, but we're also going to join your journey on there. I will make sure that we are on that club, Melita. I will join you in that club and in that journey. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, there's only one Melita Campbell in the world, only one true value whisperer in the world. And Melita, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks, Joshua. I've really enjoyed this.
Fantastic. To all our audience and listeners out there, see you on the next one.
All right. So here's the thing. We try to get a little bit better every day, but we can't do it without you. So if you like the video, make sure to like and subscribe below. And if you have any comments, just leave them in the space under.